you do is treat me bad, break my heart and leave me sad. Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? 'Cause baby love, my baby love, been missing you, miss kissing you. Instead of breaking up, let's do some kissing and making up.
For 100 years, WRJN has been Racine's hometown station, still on 1400 AM. You can also hear us on 99.9 and 98.1 FM. Our commitment to local news remains strong. Our commitment to local events and groups is growing. We're working hard to earn our place as Racine's go-to source for all things local. From news to shopping to timely information you need to stay in touch with the city and county. From Radio Park, it's local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Early morning to the early night. You see Miss Molly rocking at the house of blue light. Good gal and Miss to me now.
Some kind of sinner.
Silence.
man said you got to have a membership card to get inside.
Passed around the plate at the end of it all. I didn't have a penny to pay. News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Molloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
And I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. I'd confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now.
the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry. Catch up on
green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music. Green tambourine. Drop a dime before.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Something in the way she moves. screen to Payne along the near.
Scene Raiders football is on the air.
Pump fake by Locke, throwing to Payne along the near sideline, makes the catch, slips a tackle, Payne loose, down the sideline, feel the pain, touchdown, Raiders!
The Racine Raiders Broadcast Network, now on Home Team Network, and back on WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM.
Locke gives to Benko, Benko up the middle, into the end zone, touchdown Raiders!
Racine Raiders football is brought to you by Active Body Fitness, personal and small group fitness training, Anton Painting and Decorating, transform your home. Domino's Pizza, try their Parmesan Stuffed Crust Pizza today. Educators Credit Union, achieving more together. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty, where strong Wisconsin roots unlock the home you've been dreaming of. Our Harmony Club, enriching lives, easing care, creating connections. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Senior Helpers of Racine and Kenosha, senior care only better. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Woodman's Food Markets, low prices every aisle, every day.
The Racine Raiders, back-to-back national champions.
Now, here's the Racine Raiders broadcast team with tonight's...
Closer to kickoff here, I'm Evan Wood-Pallison, joined by Tyler Sorensen and Don Wadowitz is on assignment here tonight, and it's a warm one once again here at Horlick Field as temperature is currently in the 90s and heat index of 95 and a pretty strong breeze once again out of the southwest that, Tyler, could have effects on what either of these teams try to do offensively and in the kicking game.
Yeah, it really has. We saw it the last few weeks where a few balls that were going deep looked like could have been caught, just sort of got either knocked down because of the wind or went a little bit too far because of the wind, something that both teams are going to have to sort of deal with tonight, especially with the Raiders doing a little bit of a change at the quarterback position.
Yeah, Sawyer Schick getting to start here tonight, and it'll be... We're going to Dan Pfeiffer go over the offense starters as a whole when we do the pregame introductions. But, yeah, Sawyer getting to start tonight. Also the halftime guest for halftime, so make sure you tune in for that halftime interview. And we have a special treat here as well. Operation Barbecue Relief is here tonight. They're having a tailgate for military members and veterans and other service members in the military for the fans pregame, and they're here tonight in Operation Barbecue Relief. You'll learn more about at about the two-minute timeout in the first half, and there you also learned about them watching Raiders Roundup this week at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill. You can find the show on YouTube, and Operation Barbecue is a not-for-profit organization that when disaster strikes, they head there. They started out with a disaster in Joplin, Missouri. Remember that F5 tornado that just devastated that region, and they've been going around the country. And even Guam, which, as Emlyn Thomas mentioned, friend of the Raiders, volunteer, that it was very interesting going there for the barbecue relief. We'll learn more about that as we go, but not a lot of information for Fayetteville, Tyler. I know their record, according to our social media posts, they're 9-3, but not a lot of information out there overall. And the quarterback is Ryan Bach, and the head coach and offensive coordinator, also playing center, is Alan Caudell. And talk about a busy role for him.
Yeah, it really is, especially too when you are the offensive coordinator. Obviously, everybody likes to say the center is the quarterback of the offensive line. This time, he's literally taking it as the offensive coordinator. So, I mean, yeah, like you said, 9-3 via our social media posts. So hard to find some information. Found some stuff from last year. Wasn't really able to take it into this year. But I mean, with a 9-3 record, if this is how they've been working so far, they must have something down. They must have a system down where it's like, hey, we're going to be doing this play. We're going to run it this way. That's how we're going to do it. Especially too, being a coach and actually being able to be on the field. You can make those adjustments instead of going back to saying, hey, okay, what are you seeing out there? You're actually able to be out there, see it yourself, and you're like, okay, hey, we can attack this person. I'm sort of moving this person. Let's attack this guy more so, rather than just sort of being with your eyes watching some film and sort of listening to what your players are telling you. You're able to actually be there, be out there, feel it yourself, and actually able to make those changes on the fly as well.
Yeah, and they do have a good-sized offensive line. Their left tackle, Ken Brown, 6'3", 310. Their left guard, Brian Aguilar, 6'4". 375. Mentioned Alan Caddell, their center, 5'10, 325. Jonathan Bridges, 6'2, 304. And Andre Skate, 6'4, 308. But the question is going to come down to the Raiders have a very quick pass rush, quick off the ball, aggressive defensive line. Are they going to be able to keep in front of them and give their quarterback, Ryan Bach, who's an active military member of the U.S. Army, time to throw?
Yeah, and especially too, like we sort of mentioned, obviously not a lot of information. Also, not a lot of players as we sort of look at. As you look at it as well, left tackle Ken Brown is also doing double duty, playing on the defensive side as well. As they're going to be, it's going to be difficult for them to try to keep that energy up, especially dealing with this Raiders defense that, like you mentioned, are very fast off the ball, very aggressive at points, and are going to wear you down throughout the game, as we saw just last week.
Yeah, and that's the heat today is where their numbers could be a disadvantage for them. If the Raiders can start getting their ground game going and sustain drives and keep the offense on the field and keep their defense on the field, they could definitely wear out this defense. Well, we're going to hear the Raiders offensive starters at pregame introduction. Going to quickly go over the defensive starters for the Raiders, tentatively what we have at the moment. Defensive end, number 90, Ronald Higgins, second-year player from Simeon Career Academy. Defensive tackle, number 94, Willie Clay from Mississippi Valley State, his third season with the Raiders. Third game back with the Raiders, and he's already making an impact already. Amani Goodwin gets the other tackle position, 6 foot, 330-pound, seventh-year player for the Raiders. And he has 14 tackles, not 114, as I have indicated currently there. Other defensive end, Cameron Hall, who first season with the Raiders and not tipping the hat for the, or not trying to influence the Raiders award banquet or not, but I definitely think he deserves strong consideration for Defensive Rookie of the Year. The linebackers go unchanged from last week. Elvin Turner is the man in the middle. He's flanked by Arian Ivey, who had a strong case for a player of the game for the third week in a row. And then Gary Young Jr. on the other side, another player that had an argument for player of the game. At corner, Thomas Burton and Corey Dalton. And at safety, two new starters at the safety position here this week, Wyatt Severino and Stephon Chapman. And be interesting to see two safeties that don't have a lot of playing time with one another. Interesting to see how this defense handles having them out there.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, especially when you sort of realize the past few weeks, like a lot of teams have been sort of targeting the Raiders defensive backcourt, because that's sort of been in a lot of people's opinions, that's been sort of the weakest link of this Raiders defense. Obviously still been doing very good. The front seven is astronomical, like they always have been. Like you mentioned, Cameron Hall sort of showing out with this first year. But like that, the defensive backcourt, especially if that front seven can get pressure, it eases up that defensive backcourt so much. And I think they're happy to have these sort of newer players out there, because they can rely on, hey, this front seven can get to the quarterback. We know what they can do. They can play their game and they can just hit people as hard as they can. Give up some rest for the backcourt. Yes, they might give up a player two, but as long as they make those tackles, We'll be fine taking that.
Yeah, and the Raiders are starting to come out of the tunnel. Going to turn it over to the public address announcer momentarily. But defensively for the Commandos, we have Capone Brown, Dorian Edwards, Ken Brown, and James Mitchell from left to right on the defensive line. Linebackers, Corey Smith, Daquan Shields, and Demaree Hawkins. And the secondary, Cordero Priestley, Trevor Lloyd, Kevin Whitehead, and Chris Gilliard. So as we mentioned in the Raiders roundup, we've mentioned during the pregame show here, the Commandos have quite a few members of their team that are either active duty or veteran or retiree of the military. As we mentioned, the quarterback, for example, Ryan Bach is an active member of the U.S. Army. So, before we do throw it down to the public address announcer, just thank you to our broadcast team here, Dave and Trivians running our cameras, Andrew on the field as our field reporter, Tyler, my broadcast partner, sitting to my right, Jack on stats, Ireland and Quinn, social media on the field, and Jeremy's social media from his undisclosed location, Daryl back at the WRJN studio, and I think I'm forgetting somebody. Nick Gatta, our on-site producer. I probably should be nice to him. He had control over my mic.
Yeah, probably. It also sounds like Jeremy from his undisclosed location. It sounds like you have like a dungeon locked in your basement. Just like you're doing socials for us. Don't forget about it.
Yeah, I don't know where he's at, but he does say our feed right now is awesome, which is great to hear. Keith Turner is back with the white hat today. Josh Willis, the umpire. Chris Borman, one line judge. Adam Incline, the other. Brian Thornby at one field judge, and Alfredo Jackson, the bat judge. And we're going to go to the PA.
To historic Horlick Athletic Field in Racine, Wisconsin, for tonight's game featuring the Fayetteville Commandos and your back-to-back 11-time national champion, Racine Raiders. It's now time for tonight's introductions. First, the starting defense for the Fayetteville Commandos. On the defensive line, from Shepherd University, number 36, Capone Brown. From Livingstone College, number 58, Dorian Edwards. From ICDC College, number 92, Ken Brown. And from Community Christian, number 30, James Mitchell. At linebacker, from Central Cabarrus, number 31, Corey Smith. From Shorter University, number 13, Demery Hawkins. And from East Bladen High School, number 23, Trevor Lloyd. In the defensive backfield, from Coastal Carolina, number 4, Cordell Presley. From Lakewood High School, number 3, Chris Gilliard. From Cumberland University, 0, Daquan Shield. And representing the United States Armed Forces, number 1, Kevin Whitehead. The coaching staff for the Commandos includes Ken Brown, Javon McDougal, James Barrett, and Dorrington Myers. And the head coach of the Fayetteville Commandos is Alan Caudill II. And now, Raiders fans, it's time to celebrate tradition. It's time to represent Racine. And it's time to meet the most successful franchise in the history of minor league football. Here is your hometown team, your back-to-back 11-time national champion, Racine Raiders. In tonight's starting offense, on the offensive line, from Robert Morris University, number 78, Javier Ferrascoia. From the University of Arizona, number 57, Michael Hill. From St. Norbert College, number 63, Nick Nelson. And from Rockford College, number 69, Brandon Immel. From Wisconsin Lutheran College, number 58, Jacob Zimmerman. At wide receiver, from Missouri Southern University, number 14, Jacques Woodland. And from Coahoma Community College, number 0, Shayshon Foster. At tight end, representing the United States Armed Forces, number 87, Dylan Flores. At H-back, also of the Army, number 3, Bubba Rivalinski. At running back from Waukegan High School, number 34, Howard Triplett. And at quarterback from UW Lacrosse, number 8, Sawyer Schick. The coaching staff includes Jeffrey Schick, Pete Dietz, Pedro Trevino, Nick Aiello, Fulton Bell, Vinny Scocco, Chad Swenson, Mike Baldwin, Caleb Gwynn, Brian Erickson, Michael Kokat, Nick Quinn, and Austin Tenner. And the head coach of your Racine Raiders.